Ed and Rizan Ferrelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
And speaking of music, Graeme Smith is back in the studio for another edition of Talking About Music and Artists That Sample Other Tunes, reference melodies from other songs, or not in the case of Ed Sheeran's court case a few weeks ago, and other kind of nerdy music bits. Graeme, what's up this week? What's happening?
Hey, Jen. So we're talking about Charlie XCX, and the reason why is because she's playing in Dublin's Olympia Theatre tonight, and I'll be going.
Yay!
So I can give you a full report next week. But Charlie, in case you didn't know, she's been around the music scene since around 2008. She used to release music on MySpace. Can you remember MySpace?
Yeah.
It was cool.
It was cool. Well,
it
is it still going?
I don't think so, no. Okay. I think it's like Bebo. It's just gone. So she's released a ton of music, some really punky, some really electronic. Had a load of pop releases. She's had a load of features. And she's a new album called Crash a couple of weeks ago. But if you don't know who she is, here's a teaser now of some of her biggest songs. Sound of my heart, the beat goes on and on and on.
Of the game, you're going to see her tonight. I'm surprised she's playing the Olympia, not a bigger venue, because she has a load of hits.
Yeah, load of hits. But she's that type of person. She's kind of straddled this thing between mainstream mega pop star and cult following person who it's like, if you know, you know, but if you don't know, you just hear me on songs and you're like, I don't even know who that is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Is that a good place to be?
It's funny because every second album, she tries to kind of sell out a bit. So the last album she released, she's like, okay, I'm going full mega pop star. I'm going to sell out here. Whereas the next album, she'll probably go all weird again. So it's kind of, I don't know. I think she just has a laugh, really.
She's having a laugh. She's still making the money. Okay, so we're going to dig into some of Charlie XCX's songs and see what she has sampled from other tracks just to make her own. So what have we got first?
So this was, it's a huge track on 2FM over the past year and still is. It was number one in the UK dance charts and it features American rapper Sweetie and Joel Corey, Jax Jones, and of course Charlie. It's Out Out.
If we're going out, out for the night, I'ma meet you down on the floor. Just watch me dance.
Yeah, we're still playing that today. What a huge track.
Massive.
So it was sampled, this one.
It was sampled, and it was sampled by a song that I was in EOS in 2010 on a college party with the lads. And there was this song going around with that trumpet thing. And we were like, what the hell is that song? And there was no thing as Shazam or anything else. So we were running around asking people, what is this song? What is this song? Trying to work out what he's saying, because it was in French. And we were like, I don't know what's going on. But it was actually number one in 19 countries. It's from a guy called Stromae. He's a Belgian artist. And it's Allures en Danse.
Qui dit fatigue dit réveil, encore sourd de la veille. Alors on sort pour oublier tous les problèmes. Alors on danse.
What is it about French rap?
I don't know. There isn't
something very cool about it.
There is something you don't have a clue what they're saying, but it just works.
Like, this is so deadly.
It's so cool.
Okay, so they sampled that. He probably got a massive payout over that.
Big
good
time.
On him. So what's the next one? Beg for You.
Beg for You, yeah. So Charlie's new album, Crash, as I said, she actually, her whole press release was saying, okay, lads, I'm selling out. I'm just doing it. I'm going to release a rake load of singles that are just pop gold. And they have been pop gold. So this is with Japanese-British singer Rina Sawayama. It's called Beg for You. And you might recognise what she references here.
Okay.
Oh, don't you leave me this way. Won't you wait another hour or two? You know I need you to stay.
Okay, I've no idea what's sampled here, haven't I?
I actually forgot Scooby. That this song existed until I heard that Charlie song. And I was like, oh my God, where do I know that from? So it's called Don't Cry by a Swedish artist called September. So it was a massive hit in 2007. But this kind of thing where, like with TikTok and everything now, they take one little snippet and then it just comes back into the ether of music again. And that's kind of what has happened with this Charlie album. So here's the track.
You'll never see me again.
And that you'll never see me again. Yeah. Everyone's taking videos of themselves doing similar kind of stuff if they're That's breaking right. up or whatever else.
Good one. Okay, we're moving on to Used to Know Me.
Yeah, so for the final one here, this is the latest single from Charlie. It's off her new album. And Jen, if you don't get what she's trying to sample here, good luck.
Okay, not going to look at it. You used to know me, now you don't.
Bass line.
You got to show me love. Let's see. Can't be the original. I'm sorry, Charlie XCX. You did a great job, but come on, all the old school ravers are getting out their glow sticks.
There's nothing better.
What a track. So, first of all, not only is she a very talented artist, she has amazing taste in music as well, doesn't
yeah,
she?
Exactly.
Sampling really, really whopper tracks and doing that. So what song are you most looking forward to seeing tonight at the Olympia?
Yeah, so I saw her at EP the last time a festival was on, which was when? 2019, 2018?
25 years ago.
Yeah, literally. So she performed with Christine and the Queens. They had a new track called Gone, and Christine came on the stage because she was playing the main stage about an hour later. She came on, played this track, and then ran off, and I was like, that was one of the best performances I've ever seen. Now, I don't think Charlie has packed Christine into her suitcase tonight, unfortunately, but I'd imagine she'll play this. It's called Gone.
Okay. Now, are people going to know this, or is this a typical Graham Smith track where I'm going to have to put on a lava lamp and start smoking fags?
Jen, if they don't know this, they should know this.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.